This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now, today's message.
What are some ways we today swear by false oaths? Maybe it's as simple as a person telling their friend they will help them move, and then when the day comes, the yes actually wasn't a yes. There's no valid excuse. The person just doesn't feel like it. Or on the opposite end of the spectrum, perhaps it's the larger, more common thing we are seeing. It's the decision to divorce without any real, significant reason to do so. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was, the yes wasn't a real yes at all. Much like the weather changes and the seasons change, some people's yeses go right along with the flow of their feelings. You see, God doesn't like it when people don't keep their word, keep their commitment. Now, I certainly don't want to be legalistic about this. There are things, many things, that we as Christians have freedom in. There are even certain instances where divorce is appropriate. What I am talking about is when our word isn't kept without valid reason, whether big or small.
Thanks, Daniel. You can listen to full messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.